ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be answering a question that is often posed by a lot of people. And this question is about hell and who the first people are, or who the first people will be who will enter hell. You know, this is like one of those questions that, you know, people are interested in. Who are the first people who are going to go to heaven? Who are the first people who are going to go to hell? These kind of questions that people ask about, you know, the details and particulars about what will transpire on the day of resurrection, which are things which really nobody knows about, and we cannot have any, you know, knowledge of if it were not for religion and, you know, the hadiths and the traditions or the verses of the Holy Quran. In a blessed hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have, fortunately, an answer to this question. It's been narrated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The first to enter the fire, awwalu man yadkhulun nar." Who are these people? It's a group of people. It's a number of different groups who are considered the people who will first enter hell. The first to enter the fire will be, first of all, a domineering ruler who did not maintain justice, you know, an unjust ruler. The second is a rich man possessing wealth who does not give his due from his wealth, a greedy man who has a lot of wealth, but who does not give other people from his wealth, does not give charity, does not help people, and spend his wealth on the path in the way of Allah. And finally, the last group is faqirun fakhur, a poor man who is arrogant. He might not be arrogant because of his wealth, because he doesn't have any, but he might be arrogant for some other reason. For example, he might be a knowledgeable person and be arrogant because of his knowledge, or he might be under the impression that because he is poor, you know, it automatically qualifies him to go to heaven, right? And he's, you know, happy about this. It's these kind of misconceptions that he might have, which lead to his arrogance. This is also a reason for him to enter hell and, in fact, be one of the first people who will enter hell. In a similar hadith, of course, this is not about the first people who will enter hell, but it is similar in that it relates who the people with the greatest chastisement will be in hell. The Prophet also alludes to this in another tradition. He says the person to experience the greatest pain on the day of resurrection will be the scholar who did not benefit from his own knowledge, who did not practically apply his own knowledge, do not act upon it. And in another tradition, the Prophet said, the person to experience the greatest punishment will be the man who recompenses good done unto him with evil. If somebody did something good to him, you know, he turns around and acts badly to the person who did it. Such a person will be afflicted with great pain on the day of resurrection. The greatest pain. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the first group of people who will enter the hellfire in the light of the prophetic traditions. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.